Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a good chance that the last time you booked a hotel room or a flight, you used a third-party reservation service like Priceline or Expedia. Online travel agencies drove nearly $100 billion worth of hotel bookings last year. That's according to travel industry researchers. And now, according to the Wall Street Journal, hotel chains are launching a marketing blitz to try to get some of that business back on their own websites. For more, we're joined by the Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how's it going?
Going well. And, you know, these third-party sites typically take a cut of each booking, and in exchange, hotels get a big flow of new customers. If that arrangement has worked so far, why are the hotel chains so eager to change it?
Well, it's because that cut that you mentioned, it can be up to 25%. So big numbers. And Hilton's chief marketing officer told the Journal that it's time to be aggressive. And in that effort, Hilton's launched an advertising campaign to try to persuade guests. And then it's under the title of Stop Clicking Around and Book Through Hilton's Website or App. And the other major hotel chains are trying to do the same, trying to get people to change their habits and convince them, oh, maybe the cheapest way to get a book a hotel room isn't necessarily through these third parties like Expedia, Priceline, the others. You know, and those other sites have been, you know, growing fast. I think that's why they're concerned. Priceline's total room night reservations last year rose 25%.
Is there any sign that the marketing blitz from these hotel chains is working?
It's hard to say because it's early on. But one caveat we should add to these discounts that they're offering, they're offering these exclusive discounts to members of their loyalty programs. And the reason why is because the contracts that the hotels sign with third-party websites usually prevent them from offering lower rates on their own sites. And the hotel chains say, well, okay, we are free to offer discounts to members of our loyalty programs. And the hotels also started offering discounted rates at roomkey.com. That's a travel site that several of them own. So I guess if you can't beat them, join them.
Well, how different is this for hotels than for airlines, which also you can search for airlines on these travel websites like Kayak?
You can, but the main factor here is that there are far fewer airlines than hotel chains. And also, you know, especially if you're traveling in Europe, there's lots of smaller hotels. It's true in some parts of the U.S. too. So that's why, you know, in particularly in the international market, that's where these chains are concerned, is that people are really going to first and foremost the, you know, your Expedia's, your Pricelines.com. But it's a different situation for them. And the margins aren't quite as high with airlines as well with the third parties.
Well, just in the few seconds we have left, I imagine it's going to be tough to get people to change away from a model where they can comparison shop and go to the hotel website directly.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Hilton's chief executive vice president for their chief commercial officer said that they're right now just trying to educate customers, changing their behavior and get rid of the perception that you get the best price when you book through one of these third-party channels. And then, you know, they're doing things like allowing people to use their points towards Amazon.com and Starbucks gift cards. So get people into the loyalty game. Yep. That's what they're really hoping for here.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thank you.
You bet.